Jake Stoddard. Third generation, family-owned business, 50, 60 years?
58.
58 years.
1967, yep.
So if you're on the North Shore and you own a mailbox, you will know that you know this company because there is a picture of a hair-challenged older man with a beard with fence works on it that you get in your mailbox at least 6 to 12 times a year. Is that a safe statement?
The spring and the fall.
Just two. You have gotten mail pieces. Ray gets them all the time, and she's like, I'd love a trampoline. But her husband is a neurosurgeon and won't go for it.
True.
Okay, even though she'd want to put two because she liked jumping between one and the other because she's very talented. She used to be a cheerleader. And she likes doing backflips.
Fair.
So if everybody on the North Shore used to pass by your grandfather's place, it was on the west side of the Eden's Expressway, just north of the Dunkin' Donuts there. I think that's Park, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure our texters will text in to tell me what the right street is. But you're third generation, and I state that because there are a lot of companies that are getting rolled up throughout a bunch of industries. We see it in the heating and air conditioning. We see it in the renovation industry. We see it in the roofing industry. We see it in every single industry that we have family-owned business experts in the pest solution industry. And they're rolling up in the fence industry. And what I found doing the show for over 21 years, being in the business for 25 years. Yesterday was 25-year anniversary. Everybody say high five. Thank you. Great. Move on. Okay, great. When you go from family-owned to private equity, the level of service and the customer contact and the warm and fuzzy goes out the window because it's all about P&Ls and it's all about profit. Not that you guys aren't stressing profits and all that because you need to pay for the lights and the trucks and the insurance and sure. You need to make something. But when it goes to private equity, the quality goes to hell and the service goes to hell. That's why I just want to stress that you're still family owned. And why is that important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So nailed it on the head. So 58 years ago, my grandfather, Stan Asher, started Fence Works, also known as the guy on 41. Mm-hmm. We're on Route 41 for over 30 of those 58 years. And got the nickname from Michael Jordan, actually, guy in 41. My grandfather was actually in Los Angeles at like 30 years ago at the time. Michael Jordan saw him, rolled down his window. He's like, that's the guy on 41. and it stuck. Now we're over in Northbrook in an indoor showroom, so don't have the visibility anymore. But regarding family-owned business, again, the countless times, whether it's someone buying a playground or a hoop on Amazon or an online retailer or a big box franchise, or go through with a fence company that's been rolled up in PE or private equity, you're right. The quality of the work goes down. Communication goes down. We offer free estimates at home, consultations, right? Whether you want to come into our showroom, we can visit you on site at your house. There's no satellites, none of that, right? Again, there's a lot of technology that can be leveraged, but working with a family, right? I grew up with these products, right? Sure. I was very lucky. I had the playground, the basketball hoop, the trampoline, and of course, the privacy and security of a FenceWorks fence. But yes, you nailed it on the head. There's a lot of great products out there, but staying local, working local, something goes wrong, we're there.
I want to bring something that happened this week.
Yeah.
A client of mine was looking at buying a home in Deerfield. Mm. And it was a beautiful home in Deerfield and it had a huge backyard. No fence. Mm. He had three gigantic dogs and he had a teenager. So he wanted to protect his family and he wanted to protect his dog. He didn't want his dogs running all around, you know, Deerfield. I'm like, hey, the guy's going out on Saturday, turned out to be Sunday to do the inspection. This was, I think, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
It was Friday. It was last Friday because I was having lunch with somebody and I texted you and we talked. I'm like, hey, the guy's going out. I got the inspector coming. Can you get somebody out there? He's like, yeah, my dad will be out there. No problem because your dad and your uncle do the fence and quotes.
Yep.
So you went out there. You gave him a quote. You told him what the lead time. Unfortunately, the home inspection went bad. They're like $40,000 worth of mishigas that they had to do. So he wound up renting in Lake Forest. So that's what happens. But you guys came out. You guys gave him a quote. I asked him, like, how'd it go? He's like, guy showed up very professionally, mapped it out. He gave me a quote. I know what it is. He told me what the lead time was. I gotta put the dogs on stakes until if we buy this place, until the fence could go in. But he promised me it would be up by whatever date. very professional. Thank you very much. That's the service that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Right. So being transparent, customers really appreciate that, and being communicative throughout the process at any time. So very accessible, right? There's no call centers, right? So I think a lot in this industry, talking with someone that has no idea about your project, everyone's in the loop, everyone's communicating. We're a small family office. We're one location, one family. We're not a franchise, right? So you have direct contact with whoever you're working with. And again, it's there's no, people will call and ask, right? Hey, I have X amount of feet of fence. Can you give me a price? And that would be doing our customers disservice. We want to make sure they're paying for what they need and what they don't. So that's why we come on site and provide those estimates for free.
How big of a market is there for 30-year-old attorneys who specialize in student loan consolidation that are in your shop every single week looking for trampolines in their backyard?
You know, that'd really be a niche market, okay. Right there, for sure. That'd be niche.
Did you pick that up, 30-year-old, right?
Yeah, yes, 31 now.
The 31 now, sorry. I mean to insult
okay.
you.
But no, I completely agree with what you're saying, because I actually have experiences, and my friends have experiences, where they need a repair to their fence or they want a new fence, and they call a different company, and it's impossible to actually get a human on the phone, and they just kind of lose trust immediately. So if you establish trust right away and they know that they're actually getting some actual attention, because it's going to be an investment.
For sure.
Right? That really means the world to customers, especially these days.
We talked about it at lunch. Go ahead.
Well,
at breakfast.
We were sitting at breakfast and I withheld this little nugget because I wanted to save it for the radio, but I'm on a school board and we're, you know, we have many schools in our district. What would you say to somebody who is sitting on a school board or has that decision-making power, who is looking at a new playground? Where do you even start?
Sure.
Is there catalogs? Do you sit down and design it? Where does someone begin this process from a commercial end?
Sure. Great question. So from a commercial perspective, we absolutely can do commercial work as well. With that said, everything's got to be custom. There's certain standards, and we don't have to get into technicalities, but there's something called ASTM. And there's various different standards, and every village, every township is going to have different standards. So working with someone that is local and knows on the ground what your respective institution needs. Is there's no cookie cutter approach. There's a lot of national companies out there that can help, but you're going to want someone on the ground that can customize to your needs. How many kids are going to be playing on the playground? Is there any individuals that have
special needs,
right, that may need certain requirements met, whether it's a wheelchair accessible swing? So that's a very big thing that we are involved with. And actively
so
involved with.
So FenceWorks will help with that design process then?
From start to finish,
wow.
Right? So that's a big separator, right?
That's huge.
Right.
We got to take a break, but we'll come back with more. We got another hour and a half of the show. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out, and website that they could go to check out all your goods and products.
Yeah, of course. So 847-432-0900 or theguyon41.com.